This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have a lot to discuss today, folks. Lots to discuss. The downright nasty leftist and their double standard in everything. And that may seem negative to you, but no, that's actually a joy for me to talk about. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thank you for all that you do to promote the show and support the work that me and my team do. Hopefully you are taking advantage of the things that we present to you on the program in terms of our ad sponsors and things like that, because we believe in each and every one of them. Anyway, I look forward to the show in the sense that I can provide so much clarity in some crazy situations. And let me tell you, the left, they have some very serious situations to confront. For example, China and the news that came out about the LGBT community. I hope we have time to get to this story, because you want to talk about leftists getting themselves in a pickle with their new boss. That story is going to blow you away. Be sure to call your LGBTQ friends and make sure they listen in to the show, because they got some serious, serious conflicts coming down the pike. Also, there's a story that really reeks of leftism. It's a story about thruples. It's a real attention grabber. You know what a thruple is? Three people in a relationship. We're going to have a new word. The lexicon's going to change. They're going to try to convince you that that's okay. And look, for each his own. To each his own. But in the context of what we will talk about it, it's going to be pretty mind-blowing. Don't think, folks, we won't discuss Captain Demento bombing Syria. Not good optics for the party of "if we can only save one life." The party of, "oh no, we don't attack brown people." Lots of things to discuss today. Nothing good for the Democrats, because they are amazingly scurrilous. It's all about them. It's all about the contradictions, what I like to call the ironies and hypocrisies, the ironic hypocrisies or the hypocritical ironies. Take your pick. It doesn't matter. One of the Democrats' woke companies is under fire. And you're probably going, "Kevin, who would that be?" Oh, speaking of woke companies, Target has said, even though there are places like Texas, Mississippi, and one other state, Florida, who say you don't have to wear a mask, and Target, you're still going to be required to wear it. I hope none of you shop at Target. I hope none of you shop at Target and use their transgender bathrooms. See, if we want to change the woke generation, let's do it. Target has put a target on its back, so to speak. Go for it. Don't show them. If you want to do mask mandates, I'm not shopping at your store. There is nothing you can't get at Target that you can get at Target that you can't get somewhere else. "Oh, well, Kevin, they carry Martha Stewart." You shouldn't be supporting that hag anyway. Cuomo, he's still under fire by his own peeps. You gotta love it. It ain't going away, Andrew. But he's going to fight it. See, he's a different type of Democrat fighter. He's going to pull a Bill Clinton. He's going to finger wag until they bring out the blue dress. And they're going to keep, the bimbos will keep coming. I believe them. I believe the women in this particular case. Cuomo's a tyrant. And we're going to talk about that in the context of one of his Cuomosexuals. A TV host who had a love affair with Andrew Cuomo and then had to eat his words. I will talk to you in the context of that and say, hey, you think you might be wrong on something else? Here's the deal, folks. I wake up every single day and I chuckle at the left. That's if I'm not downright laughing my head off at them. They are so wrought and rife with comedy, you cannot help but laugh. And I know you say, Kevin, but we got a demented clown running the country, and we've got crazy people trying to pass voter bills that will, you know, make sure we can never win elections and so on and so forth. It doesn't matter. We're going to win in the end. And until then, you can wake up every day just like me with a smile on your face, knowing that you will confront their demented fool, and you'll have some. There'll be something that he does or says or whatever, the Mr. Magoo that sits in the White House, and you can enjoy it because you can look at him and say, "We told you. Why would you cheat to get that guy in?" Now I'm going to prove to you today, yet again, and I've been doing it every day since the election was officially declared a cheat. I've been saying to you every single day something that proves that Joe Biden is a demented clown. I know, folks, you think he's just, I'm waiting for him to be gone, but he's mentally gone now, but I'm saying physically gone. You watch. You can count the days. The countdown has begun on when he will be out of here. It won't be that long because every single day is a ticking time bomb for the Democrats. They got to watch him every move. Where is he going? What's he saying? I'll prove it to you today. You probably have already seen Captain Demento not want to take questions. They're already asking, when's he going to hold a press conference? They're already wondering, can he make it through a State of the Union? How many drugs are they going to have to pump him up with? How many earpieces can he wear? He's incoherent. He's their albatross. And you will get the ability, trust and believe, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you will have the ability to say to them, I told you. What did we tell you? And if you think Donald Trump isn't going to jump on this man like ugly on Whoopi Goldberg every time he does the wrong thing, Trump's just gearing up. He's only had one thing that he's done. It's CPAC. They got 31 million people to pay attention, and who knows what the real statistics are because they don't want to tell you. The man is still the leader of the free world, the leader of a movement that will not go away. You and I are part of that movement, I believe. I'm going nowhere. They haven't scared me. They cheated us. They didn't beat us. We'll be back. Keep it in.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What's up, Patriots? Kevin Jackson here for the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. America finds itself in a strange situation, but Democrats find themselves in the untenable and embarrassing situation of having Mr. Magoo as their leader. Mr. Magoo's running the show. What do I do? Somebody help me. Where do I go? Oh, where do I leave my pen? Did you see the video of Biden? He's trying to put a pen in his pocket, in the inner pocket of his suit, jacket. And he's like, you got to see it. He's like, okay, I put my pen here. It's like his mind goes into these loops. And there are times when he appears lucid. I mean, I've seen people with dementia. My uncle, my aunt had it. I've seen other people with it. There are times when they're like, whoa, what do you mean your mom or your dad has dementia? And then you see it in action. And you go, oh, I get it. That's Biden. That's why they only let you see this dude in snippets. because you'll know. And it's fun. Here's what's more fun. It's more fun to watch the Democrats try to cover for old Captain Demento. And they can see that we see his obvious dementia. And yet they still play this game. And if they hadn't cheated to get him into the office, I might feel sorry for him and for them. But I have no sympathy, none, for the Biden family. I have no sympathy for the Democrats. I have no sympathy for anybody that was complicit or who currently believes that this is the best guy to lead our country. I have no sympathy for you. Here's Biden. And what's funny, if you listen to Biden when he's talking and he goes off script, because he does it a lot, he'll repeat himself and he'll use platitudes. Oh, it's wonderful. It was so wonderful, wonderful. It's very, very wonderful, wonderful. That's when your mind can't come up with the words. You know, look, I'm no neurosurgeon or neurologist in any way, but I do know when you're fishing. And listen to Biden before it'll be obvious that he's losing it in this little clip. But listen to what he says before, and you'll get what I'm talking about.
So I want to thank you all. I really mean it from the bottom. I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
So what I'm talking about with Biden and his thank you, thank you, thank you, is that it's a crutch. I want to thank you from the, and he couldn't even say, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. He goes, I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. It's like, well, you know the thing. Because his mind is going. Technically, it's gone. And then what's interesting is, tell me what to do next, Nance. Who's Nance? Is he talking about Nancy Pelosi? Who's Nance? And why do you have to be told what to do next? And amazingly, the White House cut the feed because they didn't want El Demento Capitan to take questions. That's what he was supposed to do. Whew, that was close, wasn't it? The Democrats were like, boy, we definitely missed one. I mean, we missed the potential for a blow up. But here's what I would say to the Democrats. Their trials and their tribulations regarding Joe Biden are far from over. As I mentioned, I chuckle every day at the idea that they have to wake up and they have to start. They got to wipe the drool off of Biden's, the side of his mouth. And then they got to get him oriented. Let's put on your shoes, sir. Let's put on your shoes. Well, no, first take off his slippers. He's like, what? What am I doing? Where am I? Where am I? This is a dude who's so impaired, I can only imagine what he looks like in the mornings with Dr. Jill at his side, reading in Dr. Seuss books. Green eggs and ham, or one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Something to jog him into, oh, remember? How long does it take to get this guy ready? And then who does he talk to after he gets ready? Trials and tribulations of them are not over by a long shot. He put the dim in Democrat from dementia. And soon, the world is going to see, they're going to realize what we've been saying for the better part of a year, that the guy that is theoretically in charge of the free world, and he's not, you all know that, right? Doesn't even know when to change his own underwear. As I said, you can get more out of a houseplant than you can get with Biden. If they're not... I mean, I believe in most instances somebody's talking in Biden's ear. But they're not going to be able to prevent us from finding out what we already know. Their leader is brain dead. Now, you may say, Kevin, you're really piling on. I'm not piling on. I'm telling you the truth. Here's another clip of Biden from earlier. As I said, every time he goes out, it's going to be a disaster. It was already that way when they were in the and I'm using my finger quotes, during the campaign. But here he is talking about something, and you make sense of it, okay?
Lizzie Pinelli, Pinnell, and what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And Mayor Turner, my family spent a lot of time here in Houston, by the way. Hey, John Eddie, how are you, buddy? I didn't see you there. I could be known for as president. I would be the president who, during his era, ended cancer as we know it.
Now do you see why I get up every morning laughing at the Democrats? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Pinnell. And then he goes, I could be known for as president. I would be the end of the president that during this era cancer as we know it cured. But holy cow, man. Democrats, put a leash on your wildcat. This is who they have, and as I said earlier, this is the as good as it gets. This dude is 78 years old, dementia, and every day, well, I would tell you it's downhill, but that makes it sound easy. It's an uphill climb for the Democrats. You think Sisyphus had problems pushing a rock up the hill every day? Wait till you see what these Democrats have to deal with in trying to corral Joe Biden into some level of coherent, thought, just enough to try to fool us. And sadly for them, it isn't going to work. Anyway, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is continuing to debate the sweeping COVID-19 relief bill today. Democrats clearing a procedural hurdle on Thursday to get it there, and it barely passed with Vice President Harris breaking a tie vote. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the bill.
I will be a no vote on this. When you have a bill that only 9% is there for COVID relief, the rest is going to arts, humanities, transportation, bailouts for the big blue state.
Only 9% of the package goes to COVID relief, and only 1% of the spending will go towards accelerating vaccine distribution. Employers adding 379,000 jobs in February, the unemployment rate edging down to 6.2%. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. counted fewer than 40,000 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday for the first time in 5 months. With cases declining and vaccine shipments picking up speed, a number of states are relaxing restrictions, something White House COVID-19 advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is not a fan of.
I wouldn't want to see a light switch go on and off with regard to restrictions. I would like to see, as we get the level of virus in the community to a very low level, well below the 60 to 70,000 new infections, somewhere, you know, I'll just pick a number, even though, you know, there's not a good model there yet, but I would say less than 10,000 and maybe even considerably less than that.
Pope Francis is on the ground in Baghdad making his historic first visit to Iraq. Francis is the first pope to visit the Middle Eastern nation, often called the cradle of civilization. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You call yourself a homosexual, and I agree with you. I feel like I'm a homosexual, too.
Yeah, I think it's been really, it genuinely has been very inspiring and refreshing to see a leader like Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, who's come out and engaged his briefings in a non-political way. He's engaged them as a leader. He's engaged them as a human being. He's also taken blame for things where he says, look, I understand that I'm doing certain things that people are going to hate me for, and I'm willing to make these decisions because I think it's the best thing for human life first. We can always create business afterwards. I think he's been informative. I think he's been informed. And like once I saw people online falling in love with him, there's a group of women who came out and they said, we're falling in love with Cuomo. And I said, well, yeah, everyone should be a Cuomo-sexual in that way. Like you should love a leader who engages the people and remembers that they're serving the people as opposed to, you know, the people working for them. So any leader who's doing that in a crisis, I applaud them.
Oh, when lefties don't get it right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That was Trevor Noah, South African displaced, oppressed citizen that comes to the United States, and he thinks he's got it down, baby. He understands. Ellen agrees. She's a Cuomo-sexual, too. This was back in the day. Remember, I did a show and I asked leftists, I said, ask yourself this question. What if you got it wrong? What if you're wrong? About anything. About everything. What if you're wrong? What are you going to do? Cuomo-sexuals. They came to be when Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, got on his high horse every single day, lying to the public. This is a man who was killing old people. His policies were reckless, and he was being applauded, given Emmys, lauded by people like Trevor, Nonsense Noah, and Ellen, who essentially berates her staff. But they want to give you the public vision of, oh my goodness, look at everything that's going on here, man. You got to love this guy. 844-551-8255. Leftists, the know-it-alls, the elitist, the ones that come on and make fun of us because we're too stupid to get it. Then what do? They find out they're wrong. Trevor Noah said this of Cuomo, genuinely inspiring. That's the word he used to describe. Those are the words he used to describe Cuomo. He went on. Refreshing. Leader. He's a leader. See, that's the problem when you don't recognize leadership. You'll fall for anything. He says Cuomo came out and he engaged non-politically as a human being. This is a human being. He was. We haven't seen anybody acting as a human being. Donald Trump. Non-politically, Donald Trump. See, Trevor Noah doesn't even know what to look for. How would he? He grew up in South Africa. Product of half, he's a half black, half white. But he felt the oppression because he was the black part. And he came over here and he becomes a multimillionaire. And then they feed him his lines. And you know what that little sucker does? He does exactly what he did over there. He just towed the line. He didn't want to stay over there and change things. He came over here so he could criticize us. See, we were the people saying, you know, I find it very strange that Cuomo, every time he turned around, he's thwarting President Trump. He says Trump didn't get him hospitals. Trump says I parked a hospital ship off in New York Harbor, and you did nothing. I made everything available to you. I stopped the spread of, oh, you didn't, you didn't, you did not, you did not. And here's Cuomo, killing 15 million old people in New York, molesting women, and being lauded by people like Trevor Noah. Best for human life. He did what's best for human life, is what Trevor Noah said of a man who killed 15,000 people's parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. Says, you can create businesses afterwards. I wonder if Trevor Noah even thinks about what these business owners went through to create their businesses. People that poured their time and their sweat and their energy and their money into a business so one dictator can say, shut it down. I don't care what you've invested. I don't care how many of you go bankrupt. I don't care how many of you have to go on welfare. That's what welfare is for. I don't care how many of you have to tuck your tail in between your legs because you put everything into that business and people were laughing at you. Maybe you were that little dude who people laughed at in school and you did something. You put your energy into something and you built it. And Dictator Cuomo took it down. But Trevor Noah says, no, he did what's best for human life by shutting down the economy. You think Trevor Noah knows how many people committed suicide over losing their businesses? How many people got into depression? How many people went on drugs? How many people reverted to alcohol? How many people lost their loved ones and relationships over this? You think he cares about the 15,000 plus families who lost people in nursing homes? Because Cuomo decided to unleash a virus that attacks and kills who? The very people that Cuomo targeted. If he had unleashed it in a school, it would have been nothing. But he unleashed it to the population of people that are most likely to die from it. And here's Ellen and Trevor Noah talking about Cuomosexuals. How good things are. Woohoo! He's genuinely inspiring. He's refreshing. He's a leader. The very guy, by the way, who is criticizing President Trump, who Trevor Noah talks about on the routinely. I ask you again, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, specifically me, Kevin Jackson, what happens when you realize that you're wrong? See, because that's what happened here. Even though Trevor Noah said everyone should be a Cuomosexual. We should all be Cuomosexuals. Notice how he used the term Cuomosexuals, because we all have to understand that being homosexual is no big deal. So being a Cuomosexual is no big deal. We can go into the trends. Back in the day, you know, a small percentage of people said they were gay. Now, you know, young people, over 15% of people profess some part of the LGBTQ. You really think it's that big? because I don't. Trevor Noah and Ellen, Cuomosexuals, inspired by the leadership of a man who's now been accused of sexual harassment, will not step down. His brother helped him to do it. He can't make a comment about it because, you know, he's talked about too many other people who've been accused of sexual harassment negatively and said they need to step down, but he can't say anything about his brother. They find it inspiring leadership and refreshing leadership of a man who made the life and death decision and became the biggest serial killer probably in the nation. They respect him. He's non-political. He acted as a human being. Best for human life. Why would we worry about the businesses when he's saving human lives, man? All of us should be a homosexual. And he finishes by saying, serving the people, leadership. See, that's what the left has defined as leadership, what Cuomo did. Killing people, covering it up. Why? Political expediency. Couldn't have Trump look like he was actually the good guy, huh, Trevor Noah? These people are so disingenuous. They have no idea how the real world works. And then they find out they're wrong. They're wrong about it all. Do I need to go through the litany of things they're wrong about and that they lied about and that they covered up the same way Cuomo did? You think global climate change is real? It's weather. It's a money grab. That's all it is. You think it's stupid to build a wall? Of course not. By the way, there's a leftist that wants to let 16 and 17-year-olds vote, and she says there are 16 and 17-year-olds running their families. That's the reason why she says they should vote. The people who, the majority of 16-year-olds, live with their parents, have no idea how the real world works, but she's going to argue this. We'll play the clip down the road. That's how stupid they are. Because she says there are some 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds running their families. Well, you know what I say to that? They need to be put into foster care. That's what needs to happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
One of the most unfunny guys in Layton decided he was going to chime in on Cuomo. And I'm going to play this clip again. We played it in the last segment, but I want to play them back to back. This is Trevor Noah talking about Cuomosexuals. And then there's Trevor Noah trying to make fun of himself by, you know, of the statement that he made with his undying, adoring love of everything that is Andrew Cuomo, Killer Cuomo, the biggest serial killer in American history. So we're going to play these back to back, and then I'm going to talk about the second part of it, because I find it very interesting how Trevor Noah tries to downplay what he said. And this is all on the backdrop of something I've argued with leftists before, where I ask a very simple question. What do you do when you find out you're wrong? What do you do? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Network. Here are the clips.
Trevor, you call yourself a Cuomo-sexual, and I agree with you. I feel like I'm a Cuomo-sexual, too.
Yeah, I think it's been really, it genuinely has been very inspiring and refreshing to see a leader like Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, who's come out and engaged his briefings in a non-political way. He's engaged them as a leader. He's engaged them as a human being. He's also taken blame for things where he says, look, I understand that I'm doing certain things that people are going to hate me for, and I'm willing to make these decisions because I think it's the best thing for human life first. We can always create business afterwards. I think he's been informative. I think he's been informed. And like, once I saw people online falling in love with him, there's a group of women who came out and they said, we're falling in love with Cuomo. And I said, well, yeah, everyone should be a Cuomo-sexual in that way. Like, you should love a leader who engages the people and remembers that they're serving the people as opposed to, you know, the people working for them. So any leader who's doing that in a crisis, I applaud them.
Okay, everybody, that was clip one. Trevor Noah pronouncing his undying love. He and Ellen, they called themselves Cuomo-sexuals. They loved Cuomo's inspiring, refreshing leadership. Non-political, they described it. He was acting as a human being, doing what was best for human life. Didn't sell out to the business world. And everyone should be a Cuomo-sexual because that's where you serve the people and you understand leadership. And then here's Trevor Cuomo, Trevor Noah. It should be Trevor Cuomo. Trevor Noah after everything came out about Killer Cuomo.
Said have been misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation.
Guys, of course he was being playful. I mean, imagine your much older, politically powerful boss turns to you and says, when was the last time you were really hugged? That's super playful. Can't you feel your skin crawling with delight? Here's the thing. Even if Cuomo did think that he was just being playful, it's still not okay, all right? This is what bosses never seem to understand. If you're a boss, you should never be flirtatious with your employees. Because as a boss, you're basically a dragon, all right? Nobody's ever trying to hug a dragon. They're just trying to get out of the cave in one piece.
Seriously, Caitlin, maybe sometime we should go out for a coffee.
So right now, things are looking pretty bad for Governor Cuomo. He's facing investigations and even calls to resign. Now, you know that it's not good when you're the person in trouble and you're like, guys, please, remember all those old people in nursing homes I got killed? Let's talk about that again. Come on, huh? And I'll tell you, man, all those people who praised Cuomo so highly last year, whew, those people really don't look so smart now. Delete the tapes, delete the tapes, delete them all. I mean, it must be so embarrassing. Can you imagine if you're one of those people? Just burn them. I don't give a burn them. Yeah, and then you just cut this part out. Now look, there's a lot more to say about what consequences Cuomo should face, or how creepy it is that he refers to sex as really hugging.
What are your thoughts? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Trevor Noah, the Cuomo-sexual, is no longer a Cuomo-sexual. Kind of like these gay kids back in high school. I remember this story where it was fashionable to be gay. Everybody wanted to be gay. And then AIDS came out and suddenly it was no longer fashionable to be AIDS, or something happened. I can't remember, but they were all wanting to be gay. It was the thing to be. Well, Trevor Noah is no longer a Cuomo-sexual because it's no longer the thing to be. The guy who lauded the guy, and he now readily, as he jokingly says there, that he's, you know, killing people. Remember all those old people in nursing homes who got killed? Did you hear him say that? He now recognizes that. He now recognizes that Cuomo and his team hid the data that showed that these people were being killed, and now he can mock himself. He's just being playful, right? He's being playful about the sexual harassment allegations. And he's saying, you know, your much older, politically powerful boss comes up to you and he's like a dragon. He shouldn't be doing that. Well, see, we can see those character flaws. Because we aren't looking at people through rose-colored lenses. How many of us looked at Trump and went, I'm going to evaluate him for real? The majority of people who now support Trump were not mega Trump supporters when they first saw him. We looked at everything he did. We didn't go, oh my gosh, he's so inspiring. He's refreshing. He's a leader. Oh, there were a few people who recognized it, but not all of us. And then we came over to it. Some of us more gradually than others. Some of us ran over because we recognized it. But I'll tell you what we do know. We know that Cuomo is a fraud. And we know that his brother and the media were building him up. The same way we know that this vote, this election that happened was a fraud. The same way we know that climate change is a fraud. The same way we know that almost every Democrat legislation is a lie. Whatever they tell you it's going to do, it will do the opposite. So now this guy wants to mock himself. Oh, all those people, remember those people who were adorning? He's trying to be playful. Delete the tape. See, it's not that easy, Trevor. It's not that funny when you get it so wrong. I would say to Trevor Noah and all the leftists that listen to him that he's not funny at all. Shouldn't you be checking a lot of other things? Maybe you should be looking into the real Ukrainian scandal. Maybe you should be looking into the real Russian collusion. Maybe you should be looking into the real battle for gun control. Maybe you should be looking into really looking at immigration policy of your president. Your president, not ours. Maybe all the things that you've come on TV and ridiculed the right for, you should be doing your mea culpa. Because, see, I contend Trevor Noah, after this little thing, he's having to come to the grips with the idea that, you know what, I probably shouldn't be going on record calling people Cuomo-sexuals and giving the title of genuinely inspiring and refreshing leader to a guy who kills people and covers it up and is a sexual predator. That's what I like most about this story. Is he going to do it? I don't know, but I'm going to mock him endlessly in a Kev talk. And I'm going to mock all these other late show hacks who did the same thing. He wasn't the only one who was a homosexual. All these people were. All of them. They were mocking Trump and lauding Cuomo. This guy was supposed to be the anointed. I don't know who went after him. But here's what I do know. Regardless of whether they went after him over sexual harassment or anything else, Cuomo acted on his own to essentially kill 15,000 old people in New York. His office tried to cover it up because of political expediency. See, in most places, that would get you prison time. It's not going to get him any prison time. He's going to fade away. Trevor Noah and Ellen are no longer homosexuals. Other people will abandon that. Chris Cuomo is going to take a bit of a hit in the media. Who knows? Maybe he'll eventually lose his job. He's a hack. He should. Nobody's paying attention to the Trevor Noahs of the world except people like me who say, I'm going to watch you and show people that you're a disingenuous liar. And you don't have any, the truth, you wouldn't know the truth if he came up and bit you in the naughty bits. Leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.